With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Though it has not vanished, inflation did slow again last month. That's the bottom line of the government's Consumer Price Index released moments ago, showing that upward pressure on prices continues to ease. A Republican election integrity bill not expected to go anywhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate after clearing the House. 198 House Democrats voted against the bill.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the bill allows states to remove non-citizens from voting rolls, to keep foreign interference out of elections, maintain election integrity, and increase American citizens' trust in federal elections.
Why not have a safeguard to ensure that only American citizens vote in America's elections?
Current federal law states that it's illegal for foreign nationals or non-citizens to vote in U.S. federal elections or donate with regards to federal, state, or local elections to protect the integrity of those elections. Republicans say that illegal immigration has endangered that integrity. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the storm is gone, but the lights have yet to come back on for more than a million utility customers in and around Houston. That has power companies scrambling to get the juice flowing again.
This is going to be a multiple-day recovery.
At a news conference Wednesday, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick warned residents that it could take some time to restore electricity to everyone following Hurricane Beryl. But residents, especially in Houston, are wondering why the utility CenterPoint Energy wasn't better prepared for the Category 1 hurricane. The lieutenant governor says he's spoken to the utility several times.
We are urging them to work as quickly as they can to restore the power in the safest, but in the quickest way they can.
No power has left people sweltering in the heat. I'm Donna Water.
Ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow futures now up 47 points. This is SRN News. There are reports that another Christian girl in Pakistan has been taken, forced to convert to Islam and marry a Muslim kidnapper.
A 48-year-old Catholic sanitation worker in Islamabad says that a butcher in his neighborhood took his 14-year-old daughter from their home on June 24th. He says he filed a complaint with the police, but they took no action. It's not unusual for girls in Pakistan, some as young as 10 years old, to be abducted, then forced to convert to Islam and into Islamic marriages. Rights advocates say judges routinely ignore evidence and hand back the girls to the kidnappers as their legal wives. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terror attacks forcing a denomination to close 70 churches in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International Morning Star News, many of the congregants have been forced to flee their churches, farms, and homes, with many of them ending up in camps for internally displaced people. This is SRN News. When the wage goes up, the work hours go down. That's a situation in California since a minimum wage law hiked pay for some restaurant employees.
When the increase went into effect in April, fast food workers across the state went from making $16 to $20 an hour overnight. It's already having an impact as major fast food chains are reducing worker hours and raising menu prices as the sudden increase in labor costs leaves them scrambling for solutions. Governor Gavin Newsom says the hike was necessary to give more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state a living wage. Its long-term effects remain uncertain. John Scott reports.
A U.S. Coast Guard cutter on routine patrol in the Bering Sea came across several Chinese military ships in international waters, but within the U.S. exclusive economic zone. A Coast Guard commander says a Chinese naval presence operated in accordance with international rules and norms. SRNnews.com.